under new federal guidance, it will be easier for potential Alaska Native and Native American parents to adopt Native children in state custody. The 360-page rule issued by the Bureau of Indian Affairs last week aims to make interpretation of the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, more consistent regardless of the state, judge, or social worker involved. KTOO's Jennifer Canfield has more.
With the new BIA regulations, state courts across the country must now establish at the beginning whether the placement of a child is subject to the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA.
This is going to be just entirely helpful for us.
That's Christy Lawton, director of the Alaska Office of Children's Services, or OCS.
These rules are providing a lot more clarity to areas of practice that have been somewhat gray and open for interpretation. So I think it's going to help reduce potentially future litigation.
The rules likely would have prevented litigation in the Tanunik case by requiring ICWA eligibility to have been determined at the outset. In 2015, the Alaska Supreme Court declined to reconsider a case in which a Native child, dubbed Baby Dawn, was permanently placed into a non-Native home. The child's grandmother told the state that she wanted to adopt her, but the state argued that since the grandmother did not formally file paperwork, there was no ICWA placement preference to apply. Matt Newman is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund, which represented the grandmother in the case. Newman says there's a pattern of Native children being moved to Anchorage or other urban centers. The thinking is that there are more services there to help a child and parent, improving chances of reunification. But when that isn't possible, Newman says the court often decides that the foster care family bond should not be broken. Those children do not return to their home villages.
We saw these situations where time and time again, children were being placed in Anchorage or Matsu or on the Rail Belt road system under the premise that they would be returned or reunified with their communities and their families, only to have the opposite eventually happened, that once you're in Anchorage or once you're in the urban centers, you stay there.
That scenario happens far less frequently, Newman says, since Valerie Davidson, a Yupik woman with a background in healthcare and law, became commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services. Her department oversees OCS.
I think our biggest opportunity is really the opportunity to leverage our relationships with tribes and tribal organizations to really improve outcomes for Alaska Native and American Indian children in our communities.
That's Commissioner Davidson.
When you can provide that care as close to home as possible, we know that we are going to have better outcomes for children. And tribes are really in the best position to be able to provide that local care.
In March 2015, under Davidson's guidance, the state issued emergency regulations that essentially formalized any contact regarding the immediate placement of a child. That meant if a grandmother called OCS and told them that she wanted to take care of her grandchild, that phone call would be documented as a formal request to initiate adoption or foster care placement. Legislators codified those emergency regulations last month in House Bill 200. Governor Bill Walker made it a priority for the legislature. The Alaska Federation of Natives strongly advocated for the bill. Nicole Borromeo is an executive vice president and general counsel for AFN.
We are encouraged by the Department of Interior releasing these BIA guidelines in regulation, and we are looking forward to the state courts complying with the regulations because they're no longer guidance. They are, in fact, federal regulations, and they are binding.
In 1978, Congress adopted the Indian Child Welfare Act to remedy the high rate of removal of children from their homes. The new federal regulations clarify what has been for decades a murky and often divisive law. Newman, the Native American Rights Fund attorney, noted that coincidentally, the regulations were announced within 2 days of the anniversary of the state court declining to reconsider the Tanunik case. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Canfield.